Cool, high in the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, with a high temperature in the low 60s, a cloudy day, risk of a shower late in the day. Rain becomes likely Thursday night into Friday. It looks like it could be another soaker and windy as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police have identified an additional suspect in a shooting that happened last Tuesday. Police are searching for Mia Ziegler. The shooting happened in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say a man was shot as people in a Tahoe drove by a house. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a fire at Midtown Oaks Apartments on Carter Hill Road over the weekend. Several units responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Saturday night. No injuries were reported. And an Air Force mechanic who worked with the Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 100. Police say Wilfred DeFore died of natural causes in New York Saturday morning. A New York City post office was named in his honor last month. He worked for the Postal Service for 30 years after his military service. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deadly winter storm paralyzing the South. States of emergency already declared in Virginia and North Carolina. Ice and snow knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of customers in the Carolinas.
The hunt intensifying for this hooded man, police say could be behind a rash of arsons targeting Jehovah's Witness houses of worship.
China is outraged over the detention of tech CFO Meng Wanzhou, calling it extremely egregious, demanding the U.S. cancel her arrest order or face further action.
Police launching two criminal investigations into the chaos, blamed for killing six people and injuring dozens during a concert. The crush of people likely ignited by someone using pepper spray.
Marches took place in central London ahead of a key vote Tuesday on Britain's plan to leave the European Union. Both pro and anti-Brexit groups took to the streets.
The miracle in Miami, the Dolphins keep the Patriots from clinching.
Gronkowski didn't have the angle.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers, nature let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is a $60 gift basket. Do you know what is in that $60 gift basket? The things that you put in. Now, Joey had this wonderful Christmas cake. Is that what you called it?
Oh, yes. And that's what it's called. It's a Christmas cake.
It
beautiful.
It really is. I saw they had the tree on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got great things in there. They have this pecan bourbon pie that It's just incredible. They have a caramel cake that is spectacular. I'm a caramel cake person. Caramel cake person. The last one I got the sheet, and we cut it up and put ice cream, vanilla ice cream with it. It is absolutely spectacular. They've got pecan tins. They've got popcorn tins that you can give as gifts. And I'm telling you, they look beautiful. I saw them. They have poinsettias down there. The large one, you have large and small. Go by and see them. See what they, and do like Papa John is doing, and do your Christmas shopping, the gifts and things like that, things that you need for the Christmas holiday when you have people there. You can get pies, you can get cakes, you can get Boston Butts, they can get the, as East says, the cookies the size of a hubcap. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, yeah, you're singing my song, Morris. You always talk about food around my lunchtime when I can't get to them. So I don't know. I don't know how to deal with that. Hey, look. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is this thing going on in England? I've got friends over there, and they're pro-Brexit. But I see a trend among my liberal and progressive friends that they want referendum. They want the people to vote because they're Democrats, right? But then when the vote doesn't go their way, their court steps in, or they ask for a recount, or for us to vote for it again. I mean, are you seeing that trend over the last 30 years?
I haven't. I didn't get the recount part of things in London or in England. I have heard them suggest, and I think Parliament is going to try to force them into this to call another election.
Well, and that's the talk my friends in England are saying. They're wanting us to vote on it again, and it's like the first vote wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to vote until we get the outcome that we want. And that's what North Korea does, Dan. That's not what, you know, I mean, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the dear leader has been elected once again by a unanimous vote, right?
Right. You know. East, did we lose you? Did he mute himself? Joey, what's your diagnosis?
I don't know. He sounds alive.
East. East, are you there, buddy? This is some great radio.
He's done.
He's gone now. Okay. Let's see where we were here before we got displaced. Did we do Goodlatte?
Yes.
We did. We did Gates, and yes, we did Goodlatte. We did Paula Reed. Ooh. Trump administration rolls back Obama-era school lunch. Yay!
Nice.
Go.
The Trump administration will soon roll back Obama-era regulations on school lunches in an effort to increase options for healthy and appealing meals for our children.
Which means things like flavored chocolate milk will be back on the menu. Here to break down all of that is the director at the Center for Progress and Innovation for the Independent Women's Forum, Julie Gunlock. Famously, we remember during the Obama years, when these school lunch mandates were put out, that a lot of people complained, well, there's no taste to the food anymore, the kids won't eat them. But ultimately, they were trying to make sure that our kids ate healthier food, right?
That's right. These reforms that went through in 2010, pushed by Michelle Obama, were well-intentioned, but in reality, kids were not eating the food. And we saw that there was a major food waste problem developing in some of these schools. Kids were taking their entire trays and throwing them in the garbage. One study said that 60% of vegetables, 40% of fruit was just being tossed. In one LA county, the school made an arrangement with a homeless shelter to give the food because they had so much left, because again, kids were not eating the food. So these reforms are just to give school cafeteria workers essentially more flexibility to make the food tasty as well as nutritious.
You know, that was one of the craziest things. It's so typical of a liberal. Instead of getting and doing more exercise And that what they're doing is they're saying, well, basically it's the food that you're eating. So what we're going to do is going to do a calorie reduction for you. And kids were having a really hard time with, you know, concentration. You need your brain needs food and needs energy and needs a level of sugar that's in there so you can think better. I had people telling me that kids were having headaches in schools and things like that, that it was really a problem. We actually had somebody who was in the upper management of a school. They didn't tell us which one, we guessed where it was, but they were saying that the kids were really having a hard time with it, particularly when they're in their growth spurt era. And you know, where all of a sudden the kid comes back from Christmas break and he's like 6 inches taller type of thing. You remember that, those days, don't you?
Oh, I do.
I was always amazed at that when our kids would go back and I'd be picking them up at school and I'd go, is that Tom? He's a giant guy now. But that was one of the dumbest things. And so Trump, you know, Ed DeBarman basically is scrapping this thing, and you're going to listen to kind of some of the simple ways that they're changing things to get a better taste.
Such a tough problem, though, because obesity is a problem here in America. So I think Michelle Obama, her idea was to make school lunches healthy. Every parent wants that. And this is not a new problem. I mean, every parent knows it's hard to get your kids to eat vegetables and fruit, especially when they get a little bit older and they're going to school. So do you think this is the best solution, though? I mean, I don't know if we really want our kids to, just because they're not eating the healthy foods and healthy choices, so now we go back to pizza and hamburgers?
Well, this is being cast as, oh, junk food's making a return to schools, unhealthy food. You know, we're going to go back to where ketchup is considered a vegetable.
Right.
That famous case. But this isn't that. Look, the thing is there's nothing wrong with a child eating a corn tortilla or a flour tortilla. Some of the rules, for instance, taking out butter and salt. Now, I'm a mother of three children. I have to get my kids to eat vegetables. And I don't need a PhD in nutrition to know that if I put a little bit of butter and some salt on the broccoli, or I put a little bit of cheese, it's going to entice them. They're going to enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. All of those tools were taken away from the school cafeteria workers, making it much harder to make the food appealable to children.
You know, that was such an overreach of government. That was government getting into people's lives at a level, and it's still typical. Government knows what's best for you, you stupid individual, parent.
Yeah, because, I mean, wait, did the government come out with, like, dietary guidelines, what, about half a century ago, 60 years ago?
Yeah, you saw how that one worked.
Yeah, it's worked great for the American population.
Let's go to the phones and go to Robert. Robert, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing this afternoon?
We're good, man. How have you been?
Hey, just fine. Dan, it didn't take a study for me to give him an answer to that, because I worked in the school system. The kids were throwing the lunch completely in the garbage can. Sometimes we'd go down to the cafeteria and help the cafeteria people carry the trash out. The bags would be stretching so hard and so heavy with the food because, according to Michelle Obama now, this is what she's done. She gave everybody free lunch. There's no more paying for your lunch. She gave everybody free lunch, but she set the rules and regulations on what they could eat and how many calories and what the sugar. No sugar. There was no sugar, no salt. No butter, nothing to make the food taste like food. It was just hot water, drop it on the plate. The apples and the oranges, they are picked when they're green so they won't get the sugar content in them. But they turn colors because, you know, in shipping and storage, they're going to turn to the right color. But it didn't get a chance to get the sugar content before they picked it off the tree. And it's just a plain apple. When you bite into it, you might want to eat your bag of cotton.
Let me tell you something. Not having butter and salt on food in the South, nobody's going to eat that.
Well, what we had to do, you can't bring no outside complimentaries in. No ketchup, no salt, no hot sauce, no sugar. But what we could do, we could sneak it in our coat. And when we get our plate, we'll go out back and sprinkle it down with the sugar and the salt and add the hot sauce. But we had to eat outside the cafeteria. You couldn't eat in the cafeteria with those compliments.
What would happen if a student did that?
If a student done it, most likely their ticket would be taken. Their free lunch would be suspended probably for a moment or two because nobody pays anymore.
Wow. Good old government. Good old government.
The adults could not eat free. We had to purchase our lunch. But we ate the same meal.
What did you work in the cafeteria? What did you do?
No, I was in maintenance for the public school system.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So when we stop by our school, say we out there doing the plumbing in the bathroom.
Did you work for Green?
Work for Green?
Yeah, Green, the guy who was in charge of maintenance for MPS.
No, I was in Loudoun County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Green's a great guy. He's a great coach. Yeah,
so what we had to do while we're there, if we want to eat on those premises, we had to go through the lunch line and pay out of our pocket. They could not. Then you got the same amount they get was given now. There's no overloading your plate. It's on a scale.
Man.
Yeah.
And you go in there and put that hot sauce on it to get that better taste, didn't you?
Well, it tastes good, but that ham and hot dog is a summer gone. All right, Dad.
Thanks, Robert. I have some friends that are really into the hot sauce. I mean, they literally carry the bottle around with them. So anywhere they go, they're going to pull that bottle out and they're going to put that hot sauce on it. They love it. And the, what's it, Texas Pete?
I like Texas Pete.
That's it.
I mean, I have.
There's that one and there's another one that's.
Louisiana? Crystal?
Oh, God.
Tabasco? Alica? I have all of
these. It's one that's real big in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay, maybe that is it. Yellow label with red?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's Louisiana sauce.
News Talk 93.1 going to be back. Well, no. We're not going anywhere, Joey.
Yes, first. Before this break.
Before this what?
Before the break, yes.
We need to do it now, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay, let's get down to the power outage tips for this week. Mm-hmm. We all know severe storms can result in power outages. Lighting candles or using a kerosene or propane heater is not only dangerous, but it can be deadly. The safest option you can have is an automatic standby generator installed outside your home by Mr. Electric of Montgomery. You need to call them and find out what all is involved in this. You know, several people have died from bringing a generator inside their home and working on it. The famous, the wonderful lady that lived on Vaughan Road died in her house because of asphyxiation from a generator.
Ooh, okay.
Guys, go in, call Mr. Electric, get ready to copy down this cell phone number because this is an important one for you to have. 334-269-8886, 269-8886, Mr. Electric. We're going to be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hear you say 272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yeah. Life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Let's see where we need to go here. Let's continue on with the Trump administration pulling back on the old lunch rules here.
Julie, do you really think a little butter is going to make a kid eat broccoli? Come on.
No. No, I do. I meant yes. Yeah. Yes,
not
I
at
do.
School, but at our house, when the parents watching them.
Okay, so these are some of the things that they apparently are going to do under these requirements. They will broaden milk options by allowing flavored low-fat milk, which could include chocolate milk. Also will require that half of the weekly grains be whole grain rich and will provide more time for gradual sodium reduction. So ultimately, are you saying that we may be taking half a step backwards, but ultimately more food will be consumed?
Well, again, yes, I understand that obesity is a problem, but kids not eating at school at all is also a problem. And I think we also need to remember, we need to give more control to the local folks, people on the ground trying every day to make appealable food for these children. Mm-hmm. And if they're not eating the food, that's a real problem. I also think it's important that we not forget parents should be more involved. Instead of relying on the school lunch program, more parents should be packing their kids a lunch. If you don't approve of what's on the menu, you should be packing your kids a lunch. We know parent involvement is one of the things that helps childhood obesity the most. I know some people rely on the school lunch program, but we know from the data an awful lot of people from very wealthy families, in fact, buy the school lunch program. I encourage people to get more involved in their children's nutrition.
Joey, what was lunches like when you were in school?
Mom would pack it fairly frequently, but I would do the prepared lunches. We'd get like a ticket. Mm-hmm. So it'd be 30 days. And our favorites were definitely corn dogs. That was a double lunch day. It's like, click that baby twice.
There
you taking
go.
Two punches and getting two corn dogs. Pizza. Beef nuggets, chicken nuggets. There was a salad day. There was a taco salad day.
Ooh.
That was pretty good. I would not do the salad days. I'm not a rabbit.
Nor do you play one on the radio. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top.
I'll tell you, at St. Bede's, there's a lady named Miss Skinner that was there, I bet, for 30 years, and we had a meat-free vegetables every day. a roll and whiter chocolate milk. And
oh, wait, so chocolate milk was every day? Cause it had-
yeah, we could get that. Red Top and I are talking about the same place, same beat, and... yeah, you could definitely get chocolate milk, regular milk. You could get all the... I don't know if it was real juice, Red Top, you know what I mean? It looked... It was like apple juice, but it was a green carton or... Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Joey, in the 60s, we didn't drink no damn juice in school. It was milk. So, you know, we didn't have any pizza, no corn dogs or chicken units of some kind. We just had like regular hamburger steak and stuff like that. And it was really pretty damn good, to tell you the truth. We were very lucky. I think the public schools had that same thing. So school lunches were a balanced meal back then. There wasn't a bunch of weird crap.
Yeah, no, Floyd was outstanding. Jeff Davis kind of started falling off the rails as I became a senior.
Yeah, because I'm a year ahead of you, and it was, as in my senior year, they were starting to kind of move over to the trendy stuff, which was they should have never done.
Yeah.
Because trends change.
The only thing I didn't like is those mashed potatoes. Those were the worst tasting thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what everybody serves at all the fast food restaurants now.
Yeah, that's why I don't get it.
Instant mashed potatoes. Well, that was the only place you got them was at school and institutional places. At home, we ate potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we actually mash our potatoes.
I like real potatoes plenty, yeah.
Yeah. On your Mr. Lech commercial, I was mentioning, I was thinking I need to mention one more major fire hazard that you didn't bring up, was Dan Morris with his blowtorch.
Hey, I used that blowtorch this weekend, and it worked like a charm.
Golly Moses. Yes, I'm sure the fire department station close to you, what's that, the one on the southern bypass of Norman Bridge, is always aware of whenever you're cooking on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the Carmichael Road is mine.
Oh, I thought you lived like around up. Oh, you're McGee Estates, that's right.
I'm in McGee Estates, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, golly Moses. I miss Moody's Hardware from McGee Estates. There was every screw and hinge from McGee Estates and Moody's Hardware.
I love that place also. The staff was great. D. Moody and I go way, way, way back. He and my brother were in the same class at Lanier, and he was right before. They always, names were called D. Moody first and then Andy Morris second out there because it was alphabetical order.
Yes. Very quickly, I feel the European Union is falling apart real fast. Starting with Hungary, it was the first country to say, we're tired of this immigration crap. Italy has now cut it like almost 90%. Merkel is gone. Macron is gone. And Theresa May is going to be gone. And I think we're going to have a very weird geopolitical situation come up in the next 10 years in Europe. I don't think the European Union is going to survive, do you?
When you say Macron is gone, you mean that his ratings are so low that he won't be reelected?
Well, you know, who wrote the book on revolution is the damn French. So these guys know how to throw a revolution. They're real close, man. They'll toss his butt out and change governments really fast. Don't you think?
I don't know. I think that if he can hang on here and not raise taxes... See, his problem is he needed to raise taxes because they've got stuff that's coming due that they need to pay for, and that's basically the supplements for people not working. And, I mean, that is really a welfare state, and the public's answer to it is tax the wealthiest people more. And in France, the wealthiest people get taxed like crazy.
Oh, I know. That's where my aunt was from. Yeah. So she lived in Nice. And, yeah, 70%. And it's out of control. But all of Europe is not as bad as France, but it's real damn close. I don't think their system is going to hold up. And, you know, the riskiest part about it is we'll say France has got nuclear bombs. So I think it's a lot of security issues. The common people in Europe are in a state of revolt right now. I think the EU is going to have a hard time holding it together. I'll be interested to see what happened and maybe what some of your consultants have to say about it.
Well, we'll know in the fullness of time. It's the economic forecast for those guys is not looking too good, so that's
not
a problem.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Washington Post reporting at least 14 people with the Trump campaign had contact with Russian government officials before and after the election.
The individuals who reached out to Trump officials include the Russian ambassador, a deputy prime minister, and a Soviet Army veteran with alleged intelligence ties. Some of those individuals offered to help the Trump campaign and the president's real estate business.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Federal prosecutors say they've resolved a case against Maria Butina, a woman accused of being a secret agent for Russia. It's a sign she's likely taken a plea deal. A major winter storm now blamed for at least 3 deaths in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
A man was killed yesterday in Matthews when a tree fell on his truck. And in Haywood County, a woman living at home on hospice care passed away during the storm.
Third victim died while clearing snow. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cloudy, cold day in progress. A risk of some spotty showers, perhaps. The rain chance is relatively small. Today's high temperature will struggle to reach 46. Tonight, cloudy, then gradual clearing. Cold, overnight low temperature 31 by dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but a little better. High around 54. Low tomorrow night, 30. Then on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Not as cool. High in the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, with a high temperature in the low 60s, a cloudy day, risk of a shower late in the day. Rain becomes likely Thursday night into Friday. It looks like it could be another soaker and windy as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I passed you in the doorway. 272-9228, that's where we are. With a glance.
I should have took that last bus home,
but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady.
People are texting me saying, I'm so glad I don't have kids in school anymore.
Chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy.
Yeah, we used to have some pretty good meals out there. And we would supplement it with the now and then candy bar. We're yeah. sneaking down to Hardee's from Jeff Davis here.
I did notice a trend as I got older, and I'd say that big change is probably when I'm about 16. I noticed it with my high school, Catholic, and I think a lot of other high schools did it, especially private ones, and also Auburn. When I went to Auburn University, there was less in-house cooking. There would be some.
Yeah, they would job it out.
They job it out to other restaurants and places, especially at Auburn. It became a big food court as opposed to somebody actually preparing hot meals at like a buffet-style thing. There was a few of those, but not really.
We took William up to Duke and got the Duke tour, they had the best food in the world.
Mm.
I mean, they had a taco stand in there with the Chipotle type tacos. They would have vendors in there, but the quality of the food was just phenomenal. I mean, Rebecca and I were saying this is incredible that they could do this. Let's see who this is before I change subjects.
Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm back in Montgomery and I can listen to my favorite radio station.
Outstanding. Where have you been?
I went to South Bend, Indiana. My youngest son took me to South Bend to see my oldest son with children.
Oh, wow. Did you get some Notre Dame swag?
Well, I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you the reason I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm an Auburn fan. And Notre Dame was the first team that I remember beating Alabama when I became an Auburn fan.
Oh, God.
So, I'm sorry.
Oh, but, man. Joey, that was kind of a low blow, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. But I just tell the truth. We did go up to Notre Dame. It is a phenomenal place to see if you've never been.
I have been there. I took Ronald Reagan there. And
isn't it wonderful?
And it really is. And, you know, he was in Newt Rockne All-American. He was the Gipper in that movie.
Yep.
And,
yes, sir, I certainly do.
He addressed the Notre Dame, what was it? I can't remember what it was, but we had so much fun there. We took him up. Back up to the locker room where Newt Rodney would do the, you know, the hit him low, hit him high type thing. Reagan loved it, absolutely loved it. And those are the nicest people. And they did a cool picture of me with the touchdown Jesus type thing that I need to go break that out. That was really neat. They took a really neat picture for me.
I have one of those. But you can't really tell it's me because you have to be so far away to get it. But it's a beautiful campus. We had a wonderful time, needless to say. But somehow, some way, I have got to find out. I have your radio app on my phone. But I do not know. I can't hear it. I can do it on my iPad. But I can't hear it on my phone. And I've got to figure out because when I travel, I got to have my radio station.
When you say my app, are you talking the Dan Morris Show app?
The app for the station itself.
Okay.
I can, like I said, I can listen on my iPad whenever I get where I'm going. But I've got my granddaughter probably can show me how. I've just got to. But I've missed y'all.
Aww.
But I wanted to tell you when I was in high school, I went to Lanier, graduated in 1960. And the only food that I remember eating, we had spaghetti with turnip greens once a week.
Hmm.
I never did understand the turnip greens, but that was a healthy meal. But I just want to call and tell you, I don't listen to much of any news. My news all comes from this radio station.
Well,
so I was lost last week. I didn't know anything that was going on.
How was the weather up in South Bend?
It was very cold, but it was very tolerable. We went from the hotel to the car, from the car to the restaurant, from the restaurant to the car, so we wasn't out in it very much, but when we left yesterday morning heading home, it was 14 degrees. No snow.
Man.
But when we were coming through Tennessee, they had had an ice storm the night before. No problem driving, but it was the most spectacular thing you've ever seen in your life. Thousands of trees covered in ice. It was phenomenal. But I sure felt sorry for those people that probably lost power. But it was beautiful.
Yeah, so. Tennessee and Kentucky are really pretty states in the snow.
Well, this wasn't snow. This was ice.
Ice can be dangerous and ugly.
Yes, very dangerous for those people, but it was beautiful. And I want to get in on the, I'm not a first-time caller, I want to get on the Sweet Creek, I think it is.
That's what it is. Barbara, I think you're the first one for the week here.
Actually, East called me back, so he snuck in ahead of you, Barbara.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Barbara, give me the month and day of birth.
6/9.
You got it, Barbara.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate y'all so much. I appreciate this station. I appreciate your show very much.
Well,
y'all have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. We had the Justin Napolitano. Do we have it loaded?
Yep.
It's stop and go, so you're going to have to spread it out there.
Okay. But
let's go.
If Trump wasn't the president and someone went to court in the Southern District of New York, sponsored information that they directed a crime, what would happen to that person?
Well, that person would be in serious jeopardy of being charged because the government wouldn't make that sponsoring allegation if they weren't seriously contemplating going forward with criminal charges. Now, where it stands here, I can't say.
Well, there's the former FBI Director James Comey saying Justice Department policy is that a sitting president cannot be indicted. Not everyone thinks that Trump could be off the hook. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst. A lot of views on this. How you doing, sir? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You had plenty to read over the weekend. What's your position on what we think we know right now as of late Friday?
That the most dangerous to the president filing last week was the filing by federal prosecutors here in New York, professional prosecutors, not Bob Mueller's team, saying that the president paid Michael Cohen to commit a crime. Now, under the law, that would make the president as criminally liable as Michael Cohen. So if you pay me to shoot somebody and I shoot them, you're as liable as if you had pulled the trigger. That's the basic principle of law. This is the Southern District of New York. This is the oldest and most prestigious federal prosecutor's office in the country. They would not make an allegation like that if they did not have corroborated evidence to support it. And they cannot make an allegation like that unless they're going to do something with it. Now, Director Comey is right. The Justice Department has all kinds of rules and regulations. They have three legal opinions on whether a sitting president can be indicted. Two say no and one says yes. But all three agree that if the statute of limitations is about to expire, then the government needs to do something to stop the running of the statute of limitations, which would mean a secret indictment about which the public doesn't know. Statute of limitations is 5 years. And the Cohen crimes to which he pleaded guilty were committed in 2013.
That's why I like Jason Napolitano. He's instead of these people kind of saying he's guilty, he's kind of giving a framework around it.
Right.
So you have a sense that why something may be coming down quicker and that they may have to test the wire on this thing. Let's continue on.
15 and 16, so you can do the math.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani on Sunday, I don't know if you saw this or not, but
there's
his message after he saw everything. No collusion, he writes. No obstruction. Now campaign finance. But payments to settle lawsuits are not clearly a proper campaign contribution or expenditure. No responsible lawyer would charge a debatable campaign finance violation as a crime. Well, maybe those suffering from TDD. That was not defined. I assume that means Trump derangement disorder.
It's very strange to hear Rudy criticizing his former office. I mean, this office has had storied leadership, including Tom Dewey, Jim Comey, and Rudy himself. They persuaded a federal judge and the lawyers for Michael Cohen that the hundreds of thousands of dollars that were paid to silence the women who say they had relations with the president, which the president has denied, was either a campaign contribution or an expenditure by the campaign, both of which are crimes. And I think Rudy should understand that. I believe that the president and Rudy mock the government at their peril. That's how serious these allegations
are.
Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. I remember hearing something about Comey, and this
goes back maybe 2 years ago about a $6 million payment from Lockheed Martin to Comey funneled through the Clinton Foundation. And I heard that on TV on either Fox News, CNN, one of those, and I have never heard a word about it since.
Okay, there was a... Yeah, he was doing some work for them. I don't remember the amount, but he was doing some work with them while Mueller was with the FBI. They were paying him to be kind of the go-to guy, and particularly on this facial recognition stuff.
Right. But what I heard is that the money actually came from the Clinton Foundation, and they funneled it through Lockheed in the disguise of a contract to Comey to do, I guess what you're saying, a facial recognition project.
Well, I don't know
about
that.
Isn't that a huge conflict of interest? I mean, you're an FBI agent, and you're working for Lockheed, and they're paying you a large sum of money? I didn't know you could do that.
That would seem to be, well, if you're not an FBI person, because what had happened is when Mueller was in, Comey was out, and Comey was doing work through a law firm. When Comey was in, Mueller was out, and he was doing work for a law firm, and they're kind of scratching each other's backs.
I gotcha. But nobody's seeing that as a potential threat problem. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because Comey seems like he is as corrupt as he can possibly be.
Yeah, I tell you, all these people, whether it's Brennan or Comey, I just don't like this kind of in-your-face type stuff. Trump is bad. Trump is, they literally are calling him crazy now.
Right, and I don't care if he paid off somebody or paid somebody out of the campaign and it's an illegal campaign contribution. Pay the money back like Obama did. He got in trouble for illegal campaign something. It was like $300,000 they made him pay back.
Yeah, well, they didn't make him pay it back. They made the campaign pay it back.
Right. So, I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of conflicting interest here about what these people are doing and what they're not doing.
I agree with that. John, I got to go, buddy. I've got some hard work. You have a great one.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. News Talk 93.1. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky. Not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go see Tip Tames, David Ingram, Danielle, Lynn, Eric, the whole gang. They're going to take great care of you, folks. Why? Because they love the Dan Moore Show audience. Going to be back right after this.
Last was home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my
Your
pants.
News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's got me in its spotlight. It's alright. Dancing all right. In the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the streets again. I disobeyed.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, guys, you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call 272-9228. Just to make it easy on us, let's continue on with Judge Napolitano talking about the Comey situation.
About the payments, though, no responsible lawyer would charge a debatable campaign finance violation as a crime.
It's not debatable, and the responsible lawyers who he's saying wouldn't do this are the professional people, not the political appointee who recused himself, Jeff Berman, but the professional people who run the Southern District of New York.
What is your view on indicting a sitting president? Is it allowed or not?
My view is that he can be indicted but cannot be prosecuted until after leaving office, because the disruption to the government would be far more than the Constitution of the prosecution than the Constitution tolerates.
I think Giuliani has said before they'll fight it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Was that fighting the indictment or if there were a subpoena?
I think they'll fight both all the way to the Supreme Court. They'll lose on the subpoena because the Supreme Court has already ruled on that. I don't know where they'll go on the indictment. Okay. If an indictment comes. Look, Rudy's goal is not to dissuade prosecutors from indicting the president. Rudy's goal, and it's an admirable one, is to create an atmosphere of public opinion so that if the president is indicted or is charged with an impeachable offense by a Democratic House, the public wouldn't tolerate it. That's what Rudy's trying to do.
Hey, we did pretty good on that one. So, Judge Knapp thinks that he could be subpoenaed, but he can't be indicted. So, I thought that was an interesting little piece of information. Judge Knapp has always got good stuff here. So, let's continue on with this and see Judge talking about the process here.
Andrew McCarthy works with us, filed a piece over the weekend at FoxNews.com. Said prosecutors would not have done this if the president was not on their radar screen. Indeed, if the president was not implicated, I suspect that they would not have prosecuted Cohen for campaign finance violations at all. If he is on their radar screen, he is on their screen for what?
Fully agreed with what Andy McCarthy said. He is on their radar screen for paying someone to commit a crime, which in itself is three crimes.
It's
the crime, it's conspiracy to commit the crime, and it's procuring someone to commit a crime. So he's actually, if all this is correct, and if they have the evidence for it, exposed to more criminal activity than Michael Cohen.
Okay, so many of those who say this is a charge that's settled by a penalty, based on a dollar amount. John Edwards was tried on this.
Yes, and Michael Cohen.
He got off on it. John Edwards, I believe, used money from his own campaign.
Yes.
And if all this is true that you're explaining us today, this did not come from campaign money, correct?
Well, if it didn't,
it would have come from President Trump's own personal account.
Then it was a gift to the campaign, which the campaign can't accept.
So that in itself is still illegal.
That's the crime for which Michael Cohen pleaded guilty and for which the Southern District of New York says the president bears culpability.
Last point here. As you go through all the...
Oh, wow. So this is Judge Napolitano and the Andrew McCarthy, who's former U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, did write an op-ed that I was kind of surprised, and I heard him talk about it yesterday on the show, but saying that he feels that Trump is going to be indicted here. But the question, and one of the things you're going to hear it, is the timeline because of statute of limitations. Let's listen in.
This over the weekend, what is the course it's likely to take? What would be your expectation, Judge?
that something will happen, not by Bob Mueller's team, but by the federal prosecutors here in New York with respect to the president. I'm fully in accord with Andy McCarthy. They cannot make an allegation of this gravity without following through on it. And that will probably provoke the Democrats in the House to have a field day with it. Listen, what the Democrats in the House do is a political question. I can't predict which way that's going to go. They'll do what they think will help them politically.
Nadler seemed to ride the fence in his comment over the weekend.
Congressman Nadler, and I respect his views on civil liberties, we're in accord on this, but the politicians will make a decision on what's best for them politically. Remember when the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton? Clinton kept smiling and his approval ratings went up and theirs went down. The same thing could happen here.
Clinton gained House seats in 1998.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
As a consequence of that ill-advised impeachment.
Spot on with that one. Spot on. Maybe they're going to overreach. Can I pull the clips up here? There's this one I wanted to get to here. Let's do the Green New Deal. Let's just play the first part of it. I only get one of these things in.
Tens of thousands of people in France creating an uprising in France over fuel tax hikes. Even though France won't put those fees in place, the president's decided against them, it's an idea that's gaining steam around the globe. Here in the United States, incoming House Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez want what they call a Green New Deal, moving the United States toward using 100% renewable energy. But will this deal be beneficial for Americans, or will it lead to unrest just like in France? Join us right now to discuss. We've got former California Assemblyman Chuck Dvorak. Obviously, President Macron of France made a calculation, and he was wrong. And now he's trying to put the genie back in the bottle. He's going to have a speech tonight at 8 o'clock, France time, and he's going to try to tell the people, I hear what you're saying. But obviously, in the beginning, he didn't understand what they wanted.
I think it's very important for your viewers to understand that in France, they pay a little over $7 a gallon for gasoline, and almost half of that are taxes. And this was a climate change tax of about 20 cents a gallon, 25 cents a gallon for gasoline, about 10 cents for diesel. I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. I don't think they're going to be foolish enough to go for a direct big tax on fuel like you're seeing in France. But the net effect, Steve, will be the same. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
That's what the Democrats are looking at. We're going to save the rest of that for tomorrow to get back into that. This gas tax, and Alabama's going to do it, the state legislature's going to do it, to try to do roads, but they're going to try to price you out of the market so you go to alternative fuels. And the only way they can do it is by tax, because there's too much development going on in the oil industry of figuring out better ways to get the oil out of the ground. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Audience, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Looks like the stock market is going to close up 70 points. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.